Thanks for being flexible. I know it's not 8:40, but thanks for jumping in here and
absolutely
pinch hitting at 7:30. Give us a little bit about your background, how long you've been involved with Brookside Wrestling, and whatever you want to say.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hey, thanks for having us tonight.
Our pleasure.
You know, for sure. So I've been at Brookside. You know, I've been, you know, a teacher and social worker at Brookside for the past 24 years. And last night, you know, 9 years overall at the program. First three, I was a middle school wrestling coach. When Brian Barrett was head coach, he kind of brought me on staff, and then for the, you know, six last years, I've been the, you know, head coach. I actually was a varsity assistant for Seth Houston for a couple years, and so 9 years overall with the program. Learned a lot of kind of old school coaches. I first, you know, worked with Coach Todd Ovell, who was at Southview for, you know, a period of time, and so really kind of a composite of, you know, really techniques and different old school wrestling, and that's kind of, you know, our style, you know, kind of that Generation X, you know, kind of what it comes to, which is a different, you know, we were just talking, you know, back with one of my assistants and talking with Stedman from Clearview, and just, you know, just about the athlete of 2023, right, and, you know, the expectations and things that they have and trying to get them to gel. So it's been a great Brookside is great. It's been great to me. Love the program. You know, kind of as a social worker, like you're not seeing the same kids kind of every day like you can over the course of a school year, and that's something that I really enjoy as a coach, is being able to see routinely kids every day and kind of make those connections. That's super important to me. So
let's talk about those kids. You've returned a conference champ in Sean Moore, a district qualifier. Kind of a middleweight there. How do you, tell us about Sean, and how do you build a program around Sean Moore?
Yeah, you know, so we have two seniors this year. We got Sean Moore, who is our captain. You know, he was a district qualifier. He was a champion at, you know, in, you know, LC8 last year. Sean is a hard worker. Listen, he's a great student. He's very intelligent, good scholar athlete, real strong leader. Listen, you know, all wrestlers got a little bit crazy in them, you know, and stuff like that. But Sean, you know, we're working on his, you know, leadership skills, you know, and how do we really kind of bring as an emerging leader. You know, we have another senior who hasn't wrestled since he was a freshman, Michael Vimpenny. You know, he's going to be 126 pounds. Listen, he's a little rusty. We're working him in. They're working well together as practice partners. We have a young crew. You have a young crew, but I'll tell you that the guys are coming, you know, probably 10 of our 18 kids are freshmen. So it's a young crew, but they're ready to learn, right? We are talking about being a sponge and really kind of hearing from every perspective of the different coaches and these clinicians, and really kind of making yourself as a composite. They're really doing well.
And with that kind of a young crew, talk to us about what do you do in this preseason to get them ready? I know there's got to be a lot of teaching going on, but you also want to get them some live wrestling. When you got 18 kids, they get a little bit tired of beating each other up. So tell me about what kind of scrimmages you're going to and how you're making sure that you're getting them competition, but you're not getting them beat up too much.
Sure, right. So we look at pretty good relationships with North Ridgeville and Clearview. And so we're actually going to scrimmage on Friday. We're going to North Ridgeville. I'm sure we'll hear from Coach Melvin later on. But that's good, because those are, you know, that's division, you know, 1, 2, and 3, you know, and so we're really mixing up some of these guys. But in the postseason, like, you know, these guys aren't going to be, won't be in their same division. And so really, while they're in their tournaments throughout the year, these guys are really going to be able to, really hone in on, be able to show what they're learning. And so really, it gives them just another look. And that's what I think our kids are really looking forward to, because you're right, right? You try to get them, you know, this is really about a lot of teaching and learning going on. But at the end of the day, you keep going about the same guys all the time. And so wrestling with them, it's, you know, starts to get, you know, a little old.
Yeah. Well, talk to me about the expectations for the LC8. You've got that kind of, are you going to be able to, how much of a lineup will you be able to fill with the 18? Will you be able to space them out? And where do you think you kind of fall in line in the LC8 this year?
Yeah, so currently we got three weight classes, that aren't filled. I think we're going to do pretty good. Last year, six of our seven guys placed at the LC8. I think we have a strong program. We're excited. You know, we're bringing back a tournament this year. The Brookside Brawl, you know, is coming back over winter break. You know, our team, young team, you know, we're not going to the MIT, you know, KIT. We're not doing that. But I'll tell you, we got 14 teams that are going to come to Brookside on Thursday, December 28th. I think it's got great competition. I think it's going to be great. We wanted to look for something. We needed something between Cuyahoga Heights and when we go to Plymouth, which is in the Northwest District, the first weekend of January. We needed something, and so we needed to fill something. And we thought, hey, let's host something ourselves. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be something that we can have year after year.
Coach, one thing I was curious about, you just mentioned that you've got like three open weight classes. You know, obviously, do you try to take kids? Will you let kids come out and wrestle after the season starts, or is it set? And how does that work?
Right. So, you know, we do. So we're constantly recruiting. You know, one of my varsity assistants, Jim Patrizzi's tech teacher, truancy officer for Brookside. And so he's continually, hey, we're out in the halls, you know, and just looking, trying to recruit and talk about kids. You know, we do. At Brookside, we will. Like, hey, if there's someone who says, hey, you know what, we're constantly recruiting, and we're saying, hey, if people are willing to put in the work, like, we're willing to take them. You know, there is a point, you know, where you're like, hey, you've done so much installation of offense and things like that. But you know, depending on the situation and the amount of work they want to put in, you know, we're willing to work with them.
Coach, talk to us about working with the football program. I know you're kind of building there. Do you have a relationship? Are you getting some stuff back and forth over there? I know Coach O'Donnell knows, you know, he's a Lake Catholic, and Lake Catholic, they won state titles in football, but they also won some state titles in wrestling as well. So he knows the crossover and the benefit of that.
He sure does. You know, luckily this year, you know, thanks to our school counselor and the scheduling and like that, I actually have my lunch period is the same as Coach O'Donnell. So I see him nearly on a daily basis. He's helped us out. You know, we talked, you know, talking to kids and really understanding that, hey, when we're thriving, he is thriving. Not all coaches have that relationship. Scott's been a great supporter, in doing well. You know, we also have Ron Baer, who is our strength coach for Brookside. He was an old Lake Catholic guy as well. You know, we are lifting 2 days a week. Strategically, we are in the weight room. We are individualizing weight workouts. Kids are really responding to that kind of that strength, mobility, flexibility, things like that. So, yeah, you know, this is a relationship business. And listen, if there is a way for us to cross over in our sports in order so programs can be better, I'm all about that.
One last thing, Coach. You know, we've got a lot of Division I schools in the county and a lot of Division III, but not too many Division II guys. And you guys get scattered all over Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
I think we had four Division II schools, and they're all four different sectionals. And one of them went west for a district, and three went east. What's the rhyme or reason? Do you have any idea how that's going to play out this year?
These are great questions. These are great questions. And we were just talking about that as well. You know, in Division II, you know, at Brookside, we are five kids, and we are five kids from becoming Division III, right? And so in our Division II, you're right, we are scattered. And we are traveling out east. I was just talking to Jim Patrizzi, one of my assistants, and he follows all the stats, and he's kind of the computer guru as the tech teacher. But, you know, we are going east. Listen, wrestling is wrestling. You know, I know that there was a referendum from the Greater Cleveland Association talking about being able to choose and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like in our eyes, you know, division, you know, wrestling is wrestling. You got to beat the guy. If you want to be the big boy, you got to beat everybody in the room. So that's a mentality that Seth Houston, you know, kind of, you know, instilled in me, like, hey, you want to be the big guy, you got to beat everybody. So that's kind of our mentality.
Good stuff. Well, we'll see you over the Pinner on the 16th over Cuyahoga Heights. Good luck to you this year, Andrew.
All right, thanks, Coach. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's Andrew Smith, the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. We'll take a timeout. We'll continue with more from Smitty's right after this.